Today's psalm is the most renowned and loved one by Christians, as you know. This is the very first scripture verses that I have chosen to preach on. It is not a coincidence that a retired minister couple visited me on this very week because I was given a chance to be at an actual pulpit to speak for his congregation when we were living in California many, many years ago. So it was not the first time actually, though, because I had a chance to give a testimony, not at the pulpit, but as a testimony on the floor, because I was asked by a pastor when we were living in New Jersey. So the first time actually that my mother was visiting from Korea and sitting in the pew, crying the whole time while I was doing the testimony, even though she didn't understand a word of English. So pastor was so amazed the fact that she was crying. It was a joy of, tear of joy. It was an answered prayer for her that she could not believe that I was actually giving the testimony to the people. So this psalm is very important, and that was a memorable moment. I still can go back to that day. Anyway, by the way, did you enjoy last 2 weeks' sermon by our own lay servant? Yes, great. So, yeah, let's give thanks to the people. So we are very much blessed to have so many people who are willing to volunteer as a lay speaker. And I'm not any better than you, not because that I do have a credentials. You guys have your own testimony, the meeting, the personal relationship with God. That's how the Holy Spirit works within us, among us, and through us. Amen? So that is the only, not only the one of the ways to encounter God. That's what we call the revelation. Revelation. Anyway, revelation happens through various means of grace. Since we never know how and when the Holy Spirit is going to work in and through and among us, so it becomes our responsibility to make a time, to spend time with our God. Amen? So I've been emphasizing this many, many times. So let us get back to our today's text. Sheep are the most frequently mentioned animal in the Bible, with nearly 400 references if we include references to flocks. Conditions of shepherding in ancient Palestine provide the foundation for figurative references. These conditions were very different from most modern practices. The sheep were not fenced in and left to fend for themselves. So I would like to go over their disposition. Sheep are not only dependent creatures, they also singularly unintelligent, prone to wandering, and unable to find their way to a sheepfold even when it is within sight. So that is the reason that they need rod and staff. And I was reading a book when I first had given the sermon on this passage, that I learned about this disposition of the sheep. But there are some other controversial people that say that it's a myth that, how can I say, the cows can push the way, but sheep likes to be led. So that's the difference. You cannot say that they're dumb, right? Okay, when you consider ourselves as a sheep, though, when you have the Lord as a shepherd, we can cast all our cares and concerns. So did you know that they cannot get up by themselves when they fall? Yeah, no. They can, I learned it from the book. Therefore, this helpless of sheep helps to explain the actions and qualities of a good shepherd who is in the Bible. Is a case study in care and compassion. This Psalm 23 provides us with the visual picture of sheep's typical day with a good shepherd. who guides and protects and leads. When we consider ourselves, yes, I said, in the ship, and when we have the Lord as a shepherd, we can cast our what concerns and anything to the Lord all the time. I'll follow you. So building upon these literal facts of sheep and shepherding, biblical writers and Jesus construct an elaborate symbolic and metaphoric framework of references. Leaders as shepherd, and divine shepherding of an individual. So God as shepherd, and the Messiah and as shepherd and lamb. Remember that. And what right does the psalmist or any person have to call the Lord my shepherd? The answer is found in the preceding psalm, which depicts the death of the Lord Jesus on the cross. The Lord Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep," according to John 10:11. No one has the right to consider himself a sheep of the Lord unless, what? His nature has been renewed by the Spirit of God. Unconverted men are never pictured as a sheep, but as goats. So U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt enumerated four freedoms: the freedom from want, the freedom from fear, the freedom of speech, and the freedom of religion. And the sheep of the Lord's pastures possess five freedoms. The first freedom is the first freedom of want. Those who abide in the presence of the shepherd never lack for temporal things. The theologian Spurgeon have understood green pasture to be the place of most substantial feeding for the sheep. So since the green pasture of Palestine are so few and far between, the sheep must be led from pasture to pasture and then to the still waters. Here we see the perfect balance between rest and then actual activities. The leading of the Lord is accomplished out of the pure grace. It is to the honor of the great shepherd that we keep the commandment of the word and walk in the narrow way of righteousness. Here it says, "He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." So next freedom is freedom of fear. Even though I walk through the valley of the death, shadow of death, I fear no evil, for you are with me. Here, intimacy of the statement of the Lord is my shepherd is now seen in his direct address to the God of heavens. When we come to know God personally through his Son Jesus Christ, and the death barrier is shattered, so you have no fear of death. Amen? Do you have fear of death? We are given an eternal life. That's, and so no fear of death. All who have trusted in Christ as Savior are not only free from want, but also have freedom from the fear of death as well. So when passing through the shadowy, steep valley, the sheep know that the gentle tap of the shepherd's rod is designed to protect you. Thus they heed the gentle leading, and you prepare a table. Do remember that the next line is the prepare a table before enemy. That I had problem with this passage, a little bit vague, but now I, you know, came to understanding that it means to have a perfect peace, even in the midst of the enemies. Because what? We have freedom of what? Distraction, confusion. Whatever goes on in your circumstances. So you anoint, next one is you anoint my head with oil. The anointing of our heads with oil must be taken to mean the filling, the Holy Spirit of God. It is by him that we have an unction. That's 1 John 2:20, without which we cannot be a believer. Anoints you. You are my son with the Holy Spirit. So we might be able to experience in Pentecostal the Holy Spirit. It happens. And that's specific, like according to the Bible. So surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. That's the next. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. What is it? The house of the Lord does not indicate a temple or church, but rather what? Communion with God. We are not talking about the building, church, or the people, and the communion with God. And the fact that we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever indicates sonship. We are becoming what? A child of God. I'm always at home with God. This is the fifth freedom, freedom of desertion. God never let us go. Let us go down. He is with us all the time. Reverend Barbara Brown Taylor, in her book called The Voice of the Shepherd, talks about the myths that sheep are dumb, and I was talking about, as an acquaintance of her who grew up on a sheep ranch and could dispel the myth, and actually the cattle ranchers who started the rumor. Cows can be pushed, but sheep must be led. That's what I said. And sheep will not go anywhere that someone else, meaning their trusted shepherds, does not go first and to show them that everything is all right. And the sheep seem to consider their shepherd part of the family. And the relationship that grows up between the two is quite exclusive. So the shepherd's voice is the key, as Jesus calls you. Says in this passage, I know my own, and my own know me. Not only that, but Jesus gives his very life for the sheep. As it is foretold in Isaiah 53:7, remember, like a sheep that before its shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. That's from Isaiah 53:7. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. That's verse 18. Here is the power of Easter resurrection, the message that gives us hope. Jesus makes it clear that he gives his life willingly. Sometimes we go astray, just like a sheep. There are many voices out there drawing our attention in this world. And the world around us constantly challenges our faith and spiritual confidence. We cannot avoid making choices as we live our lives. Jesus is there going before us and leading us and will never let us down. Whatever you do, every move what you make, God is there with you. And with this assurance of God's presence in your life, in our lives, as our shepherd, nothing is impossible. As long as you follow him and have personal relationship with him and spend time with him and pray and read Bibles, that's the only way. And as a conclusion, I'd like to quote from our lection from 1 John 3:18 that says, let us love not in word or speech, but in truth and in action. God's love is known to us through visible action of Jesus Christ. Because we are God's children and belong to Christ, we are constantly filled by gracious encouragement of God. And sometimes our feelings may condemn us, but God knows our loves and longings. God knows, God counts our hair. God hears our prayers and willingness to obey God's commandments. And the world around us constantly challenges, as I said, our faith and confidence, spiritual confidences. God answers according to God's wisdom as to what the best what is the best for you. Or as John says in 1 John 5:14, according to his will. I would like to add one more. According to his timing, not your timing. You don't get an answer sometimes. You have to wait until what? You all have experiences, don't you? On his timing. By the Spirit that he has given us, we are his children. We are heir. We are co-heir with Jesus Christ. And do you believe?
I believe.
Amen. Amen. Do you have perfect peace and joy? God has begun his own work in you and will perfect it until the day of Christ. Let us say it together. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Lord is my shepherd, I shall not be in want. Amen.